It's July 9th, 2021, Friday. I'm en route to work. And here's my latest Kundalini symptoms slash succubus stuff slash COVID. So, anyways, I'll start with the politics first. There's a drug called ivermectin, and it's prescribed readily to, or frequently to animals. Not even prescription, it's just, gets rid of virus, well, I guess deworming them or something. Get rid of stuff that doesn't belong in there. And with people, it's supposed to be exceptional at getting rid of symptoms that are associated with what they call COVID, and a COVID long haul syndrome, which can involve a number of things. And I've got this, congestion. I have been unusually congested and with more brain fog than usual, and tired, more tired than usual for the about the past month. And it started on this day that I was setting up my summer school classroom at another school, about an hour away from where I'm currently working, and bringing in my laser printer and all this other stuff I needed to make it work. And then I went down to do Costco and other errands after that, and I'd met with people. And for whatever reason, I was very tired, and I had like a headache and maybe even a mild fever, and but just tiredness and irritability and congestion. And I'm usually pretty healthy, don't have a cough, not congested for more than a day or something like that. And it's pretty much hung on to me. And that's unusual for me. And just in case things get worse, you know, they are predicting, people I listen to at least, that there will be increased mortality, increased illness this fall. And a lot of it will be attributed to what they say are new variants. However, people I listen to believe that much of the illness will be associated or be due to the effects of having the vaccination in you. But when you react to that, when you have problems with that physically, neurodegeneratively, immunologically, the establishment won't say it's due to the vaccine. They'll say it's due to some new strain. And, you know, the virus itself, if there is such a thing, has not been isolated. I think maybe they say they've got 20 sequences of over 30,000. You know, they don't even know what it is. And when they say there's a case, or they say that you're ill with something, with it, they're using a test that amplifies the genetic material that's in the sample by a trillion times. And according to Kerry Mullis, the inventor of the PCR test, who got a Nobel Prize for it, said it can't be used to treat or diagnose disease. And this guy named Anthony Fauci, who is spearheading the U.S. response, have said that any test beyond like 35 amplification cycles is meaningless, and we're doing it at like 40. They've recently changed it to like 30 or something, for only for people who've gotten the shot. And that's what that's to do, is they don't want everyone to know or whatever, that you've gotten the shot and you've got the flu again, you got something again, and they don't want to say that, oh, you got infected when you got the shot, even though people are coming down with something after getting the shot. But they've reduced, again, the amplification of, you know, for this COVID test for people who've gotten the shot, which is just playing with the numbers. It's making it look like people who got the shot aren't getting reinfected when they are. And to make a long, long story short, sorry about this, but there's a vice president at Pfizer who has been very vocal. He's retired now, but forget his name, but the concern is that this gene therapy, it's not a vaccine, but the drug, the shot is gene therapy. It's training your body to attack things that maybe it wouldn't otherwise attack, and to make things that it wouldn't otherwise make. It's they're calling it the software of life, and we're the hardware, and they're just, rather than God telling you what to do, you know, the corporate owner, the corporations of Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and these other mega pharmaceutical companies are, they're telling you what to do. They want to be in control of your body. And so it's attacking its own self. They say it's attacking a spike protein, and or that's the spike protein that it manufactures. Then the immune system is attacking it, so there's an autoimmune problem, which, you know, they call it a cytokine storm, where basically you're attacking your own self, and it goes out and gets out of control in all sorts of ways. But also, the body is attacking the uterine lining, or some of the sexual functioning, the reproductive functioning of men and women. Lots of cases of, and some of the studies, upwards of 80% of women who are pregnant are having miscarriages. That's all according to plan. Anyways, enough of my, not enough of my, conspiracy soapbox. But I went into a doctor yesterday to get this ivermectin, which is a drug that is no longer patented. I mean, it's expired. It was made by Pfizer, and but no one can make any money on it. 8 new billionaires have been created with the COVID vaccine rollout, but you can't. No billionaires are being made with prescribing or using ivermectin. And even though there are a lot of studies showing that ivermectin clears up congestion like nothing else, or at least, you know, in terms of the pharmaceutical world, like nothing else. Of course, you want to go natural if you can, but I want to have something on the shelf in case I want a little extra something to help me handle an illness. Because again, to be congested and to have brain fog, I may have had brain fog for a while. I do have too much sugar, and you know, there's reasons for that. I mean, reasons for the brain fog sometimes, but the congestion and other things and the tiredness is unacceptable and concerning and unusual. And so I want to have something in my arsenal of responses that can help deal with it. And ivermectin is one of the more benign things out there. And the guy yesterday, this idiot, this young 30s, what do you call it, practical nurse, forget it, some high level of nurse, he's just short of a doctor, and he won't, because he says it's off-label, prescribing ivermectin for congestion and tiredness and brain fog, or COVID long-haul syndrome is something he won't do, because it's off-label. Well, who controls what's on the goddamn label? Excuse me, the damned label. It's the FDA, which is entirely corrupt and bought. And there's a whole long, I can say more about that, and I will. There's evidence, lots of evidence, peer-reviewed. If you even trust the peer review process these days, and there's a lot of reasons that you should not. People have written about how it's just a con. It's passing rubber stamping whatever the FDA, whatever the government wants to see, whatever the pharmaceutical companies that bankroll the studies want to see. But there's ample evidence for the FDA to add this to the label, but it won't, you know. So because, and so this guy won't trust his own eyes, I brought with me a meta-analysis of 18 studies on the use of ivermectin for long-haul COVID syndrome. And they were all just stellar efficacy. And yeah, I tried. I'm the type, you may know, there are people who, I've heard there are people in the U.S., doctors, who will write letters that you have received the shot, but have not. I don't really want to do that. I want to find a way through this. You know, I'm going to be looking for every legal avenue, every human rights avenue to not get the shots. My right to not get it, and my right to earn employment. And if people say that I'm putting people at risk because I don't have the shot, then they're not looking at the data, at least the data I'm looking at. But so I'm trying to get a guy to prescribe ivermectin rather than taking ivermectin for sheep or pigs or other animals that my landlord, she's doing that or has done that, and it works well. Guy on the radio named Mike Adams, I don't recommend him for his politics in many ways, at least his Trump support, or his Israel support. You know, he's just a limited, you know, he's trustworthy just for a certain range of things. He's just a drama guy, just like Alex Jones. Has good information, but keeps people in a state of fear and readiness for war with fake adversaries. Adversaries chosen by the intelligence community. If you're against war, you're going to be killed. That's what Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, and his brother, you know, these people were killed because they're basically anti-war, anti-secrecy, anti-Satanism. And that's something that is a career killer if you try to be a, you know, go for public office or be a leader of the people. Yeah, so I'm going to look. There's a guy online. There are a number of doctors that have that are licensed to practice medicine in multiple states, but they charge a lot of money. And I wanted to go with my this dweeb that probably just watches the mainstream media, official sources of information, and doesn't think outside the box at all, and doesn't look to synthesize conflicting points of view to see, well, maybe the received wisdom is flawed. That's just not his style, apparently. So I'm going to try a telemedicine guy, but they want a lot of money. So there's obviously a financial incentive. This fellow wants $300 just for a consultation. And it's not even one-to-one. It's a group consultation. So for all I know, there's going to be 10 or 20 people online with him. I don't know how he can give a valid... if you type into the search engine, if it's not a corrupted search engine... can doctors prescribe ivermectin? And you will find sites that have some lists of doctors who can do that across the nation or across the world. So I guess this is my ivermectin entry. So I'm gonna stop in a moment. I don't have time to get into the the more serious spiritual reflections entry that I wanted to do. Anything else on the ivermectin? No. Yeah, just a lot of sleep and a good diet. No, that has not been enough to kick this thing. And yeah, do what you can. Yeah, just hope you don't take the shot. Hope you stand up for your human rights and look for all the ways that you can to be healthy in a way that honors the body, honors the spirit, honors your humanity, your spiritual purpose. And that's it for now. Over now.